Welcome to season 4 of Coffee Pods, a coffee length break look at the Christian Healing Ministry. This season, we will be reflecting on the journey and inspiration behind the Healing Psalms, exploring healing found in Scripture. So, whether you're an espresso, an Americano, a latte, or a cappuccino, there is something here for you. So put in your earbuds, grab your coffee mug, and let's go.
The psalm, "May the Lord smile on you," became a strange one to write in the end. It began as a simple blessing to declare over those seeking healing God's words of grace and life and love. It had its genesis in Numbers chapter 6. It's that section called the priestly blessing or the Aaronic blessing from Aaron. And I have a friend who can pronounce it wonderfully in Hebrew. It goes like this. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.'" And it ends with the verse not often quoted. Verse 27 of Numbers 6 reads like this. "So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." In fact, when the priests pronounced the blessing, they did it looking through the Hebrew letter shin that they made with their hands. It's a bit like Dr. Spock's "Live Long and Prosper" from Star Trek. In fact, Leonard Nimoy, who played Spock, was actually a Jew. And they made the letter in front of their face, and they blessed the people, looking at the people through the shape of the name of God. So it was a desire to bring blessing, to speak it out over other people. And of course, blessing is not just nice thoughts, but it's that people might experience all that God is and all that God does. But at some point in writing the song, something shifted. Became less about us announcing blessing on God's behalf and more God doing it himself. It left me a little stunned, to be honest, when we'd finished it. But you can decide for yourself. So have a listen and I'll be back in a moment.
Every pain, every hurt. sings over you. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Sings over you. Sings over you.
The breath part of the song came from reflecting on Genesis chapter 2. Verse 7 reads, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." I was struck by the fact that once God had created the form of Adam, Adam still needed filling. The body of the man needed the breath of God in order to be fully alive. That the Word and the Spirit came together, and that is how we lived. In fact, this forming and filling motif runs through the whole of the creation story. Just go back and take a look. And it is, of course, something that Jesus will reenact in John chapter 20. When God speaks, we hear not just the information, but the respiration, the breath of God, the Ruach. And it came to me that for all those whom we were praying for and with, for all those seeking healing, that they could encounter not just the information about the healer, but that truth came on the breath of God itself. Just as God breathed into Adam, just as Jesus will breathe on the disciples. And almost, if you like, as the four winds come upon the lifeless bodies of Ezekiel's army. Hearing God speak healing over us and receiving the life-giving breath of God by his Spirit to our being, body, mind, and spirit. This was what I was reaching out for. The healing breath of God and his healing word together. The word part came from reflecting on Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. And yes, I know that there's a big picture in that psalm, but it just led me to the story of the centurion's encounter with Jesus in Matthew chapter 8. Verse 8 records the words of the centurion when he says, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed." Just say the word. Just feel the breath. But like all psalms, we do live through circumstances sometimes which reflect much more the motif of the cross. And in the second verse of the song that we wrote, it says, "May your cross be our hope, giving life to our soul." And that it's a place of hope in times of need as we reflect back and come back to the cross. So the word and the breath. And I was done, I thought, until Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 popped up. It reads like this: "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." And it was that I put in the middle of this song as this little motif of God taking the initiative with us. And it's when I realized that God himself was singing the blessing himself. Just think of it, a singing savior as well as a mighty warrior. He will rejoice over you with singing. So intent was God on healing being released to his creation, to you, that he was going to do it himself, even using the words and the notes that came together as we put the song together. God rejoices over you. He really enjoys your company and is delighted with your journey. So I sat with the wonder of it all. God was singing heaven's song, healing words over us. And like the centurion, I was in that moment of saying to Jesus, "Just say the word." I've since heard that people just keep playing this song on a loop over and over, hearing God speak and sing and breathe his life over us. And when we're done here, you might like to just wind back the podcast for a moment to the song a second time. But for now, let's come and pray. Whatever need you have today, whatever circumstance you find yourself in, whether your needs are of healing for the body today, or healing for the mind, or healing for emotions or relationships, or even healing for your heart and your spirit, hear the healing words of Jesus today, that he says of you, "The Lord your God is with you, and he is your mighty warrior who saves you. He does take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but he will rejoice over you with singing." And whatever need you bring today, let us just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that your words and your spirit are sent towards us that we might receive not just information, but we might be filled with the life and the breath of God. And for every person, Lord, on this podcast with us today, I ask you, living God, even through this song, that you would sing over them your words of healing and of blessing. Lord, that heaven's smile might rest over body and mind and spirit. Lord Jesus, come upon us today. And in his name, in Jesus' name, in your name, Lord, I now say to bodies and minds and spirits, receive the healing breath of God. May the Lord smile on you. Breath of God, healing word. May his love overwhelm every pain, every hurt. May he send you healing breath, raising you from to life from death. Healing word, heaven's song, he sings over you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Coffee Pods. We hope that you have been inspired and uplifted by today's healing psalm. For further information on getting involved, events, and supporting Acorn, check out www.acornchristian.org. See you soon.